بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. I pray that we all have entered the month of Ramadan with the blessing of Allah in a state where we can all benefit from this great and blessed month. One of the things that we can do in this month to try to move towards the goal that we are supposed to accomplish in this blessed month is to get engaged in dua, supplication. And the du'as that we have from the Ahlul Bayt have been given to us not simply as words that need to be read in Arabic, but rather as concepts, as messages, as teachings that we are supposed to learn, understand, and then use those words with the understanding to truly ask Allah for what the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to ask Him. With that intention of learning the understanding the du'as, the supplications that the Ahlul Bayt have provided for us, we're going to be looking at the daily du'as that we have for this blessed month, and inshallah every day we'll try to cover one of these du'as and give, of course, the limited understanding that I can provide and comes to my mind from these du'as. Hopefully it'll be a step in that direction. The du'a for the first day reads the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ja'al siyami fihi siyama al-sa'imin wa qiyami fihi qiyama al-qa'imin ونبهني فيه عن نومة الغافلين وهب لي جرمي فيه يا إله العالمين واعف عني يا عافيا عن المجرمين. The first passage of this dua can be translated roughly as follows. It says, O Allah, make my fast, Allahumma ja'al siyami fihi, in this month, on this day, the first day of the month, siyam as-sa'imin, the fast of those who fast. So I am fasting. I want my fast to be like the fast of those who fast. The question obviously comes to mind that, okay, if I'm fasting, then obviously my fast is going to be a fast, and obviously that means that the fast is like the fast of anyone who fasts. So why is the Imam teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my fast the fast of as-sa'imin, those who fast? The reason is, or maybe is, that fasting has different levels, different ranks. There's a fast that someone like myself would do, and the only thing that is accomplished in it is simply to feel thirst and hunger. It's a fast that doesn't include and involve, for example, avoiding sins. It doesn't involve controlling the tongue. It doesn't involve controlling the eyes. It doesn't involve controlling one's anger. It doesn't involve many other things. It's simply food and drink. Now, that is fasting as well. If one fasts in that way, they will have fulfilled their obligation. They don't have to make that fast up again. But something that God would be referring to as a fast, well, that's not there. It's a very deficient, it's a very filled with error and shortcomings. It's that type of a fast. It's not real fasting. A real fasting is complete. It has all of what it needs, all the components necessary. So what we're asking here is that we want, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to have a fast that's really a fast. It's the type of fasting that God would consider a fasting, a complete form. Now, obviously, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, when we supplicate to Him and we ask Him for something, if it's simply words that are uttered, that are said, that's not really a dua. You can't ask for something without taking steps towards it. That holds true for all the supplications. So when it says, and when we're asking for these very important items on this dua, we have to be asking them, or asking for them, truly, which means we need to work towards it. We got to take practical steps. We got to try our best to make our fast that type of a fast, to make our fasting in a way where truly our breathing becomes tasbih, okay, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sleep would be worship. Everything that we do during fasting would be worship. We need to take steps towards that, avoiding sins, doing our obligations, moving towards becoming someone who's truly fasting the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want them. So we're basically asking for the best form of fasting. We're way down here, we need to improve, and we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Second thing that we have in this dua is interesting and important. It says, وَقِيَامِي فِيهِ قِيَامَ الْقَائِمِينَ. My standing, Wallah, make my standing the standing of those who stand. There's a difference between this passage and the previous. The previous passage, we were talking about fasting. In the month of Ramadan, everybody fasts. You're supposed to fast. It's wajib to fast. But in the second one, it may be referring to this qiyam that is spoken of, may be referring to the qiyam and the standing that is not something we regularly do. It's something that's special for the month of Ramadan. And that isn't an obligation. In other words, the standing is referring to standing in prayer. Now, we always pray. We have the prayers that are daily prayers. But this standing, which is in the month of Ramadan, may be referring to the standing that is more important in this month, or more emphasized on in this month, which is the standing in the middle of the night, standing in the night prayers. It could be all-inclusive and include all of the standings we have for prayer. And we're asking, if it's the latter, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes our prayers in this month the prayers that of those that are truly standing. Now, standing isn't simply a physical position that you're on your feet and facing a particular direction. Okay, that is something that we all do. And as long as you're in that position, then you're standing. There's nothing special about it. But qiyam lillah, standing for God in worship, is a different thing. It's not material, it's not physical, it's not something that you can see. One could be standing towards the Qibla doing a wajib or a mustahab prayer, but in reality, their mind is, unfortunately, could be, God forbid, involved with the material desires, involved with shahawat, with lust, thinking of wrong things, remembering what they shouldn't be remembering, reminding themselves and playing with ideas in their minds that they shouldn't be, remembering other thoughts that they shouldn't be remembering. Now, that is a qiyam, it's standing physically, but spiritually it's not. So qiyam lillah, the standing in prayer that is true standing, that's what we're asking for here. If it's asking for the special qiyam and standing of the month of Ramadan, it gives us an additional reminder here, and that is that in this month, we have to try our best to develop, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, the habit of praying before Fajr time, getting up before Fajr time, and performing the night prayers. Inshallah, we hope that we're able to do that. The next passage, it's interesting, all of these, remembering that this is the first day. These are sort of the first steps that we're going to be taking in this month towards perfection, towards self-purification. It says, وَنَبِّهْنِي فِيهِ عَنَّوْمَةِ الْغَافِلِينَ. Wake me up, roughly this translates to, from the sleep of negligence or the negligent. The majority of us, brothers and sisters, are unfortunately truly asleep. We are most of the time, if not all of the time, really asleep. We are negligent of the realities of this world. We are negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are negligent of His role in our life. We are negligent of His role in every single thought, every single thing that we do. We're negligent of all these realities that make a huge difference in our lives. We can only see the material. We can only see the tangible. These, the apparent side of the world, the material world, is attracting all of our attention, and we are completely negligent of what's a whole lot more important than this. We don't even see it. This is very unfortunate. We need to wake up from this deep sleep that the negligent people have, and most of us fall under that category. We hope that if this happens on the first day of the month of Ramadan, that we are wakened from the deep sleep of negligence, then hopefully the following days we can start to progress in the right direction. The next passage says, وَهَبْ لِي جُرْمِي فِيهِ يَا إِلَهَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَعْفُ عَنِّي يَا عَافِيًا عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. These last two passages, again, seem to be very important on the first day. And both of them have to do with repentance, asking for forgiveness. One of the problems we have when we want to become better people is the baggage we have from before, from the past. All the things that we've done in the past. All the thoughts, the flashbacks, the memories, the bad habits. It's difficult. We have in our other du'as, like in du'a Kumam, these are like chains, they're holding us down. We want to fly, we want to move in the right direction, but they bog us down. They don't allow us to flap our wings and move. So we need to get rid of them. And we're asking here, we're asking Allah, because He's the only one that can help us get rid of that baggage. Get rid of all the filth that we have brought onto our own hearts through our own deeds. He's the only one that can help us. And on the first day, again, if this happens, if we truly ask and we repent, really, one of the very important elements of tawbah, of repentance, that will lead to forgiveness for sure, is regretting. In order to do that, we have to remember and realize all the wrong we have done. It's good to generally think of, yes, I've done a lot of wrong and I need to ask for forgiveness. That's important, but it's also important and even more important to realize specifically what it is that is wrong that I am doing and realize how terrible it is. That is an important step in trying to correct that mistake and not making that mistake ever again, inshallah, afterwards. So, on the first day, we ask for these few very important requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hope and pray that by the right and the truth of the Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam al-Mujtaba, who was the one who was born in this month, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with all these blessings. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.